Big Ed's restaurant in Raleigh was packed with diners and Tilla supporters long before the two men slipped in through a side door to work an appreciative crowd.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Big Ed's and good morning. I'm Tom Tillis. I'm running for the U.S. Senate.
As reporters and cameramen gathered around him in the center of the restaurant, Tillis told the crowd he was thrilled to have Senator Paul in town. He said Paul is someone who ultimately wants to take more power away from the federal government and give more freedom to individuals.
This man is one of the lions in the Senate responsible for that. I'm proud to have him in North Carolina. I'm proud to have his support. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Senator Rand Paul.
Then Paul, who was wearing a shirt and tie with jeans, stepped forward in his scuffed cowboy boots.
I'm happy to be in North Carolina today and to endorse my friend Tom Tillis for the U.S. Senate. As some of you know, I spent 7 years here. I did my medical training over in Durham at Duke University. And as a physician, it bothers me that we have senators like Kay Hagan who frankly think that you're not smart enough to choose your own doctor.
Paul was alluding to a frequent Republican talking point that claims Hagan broke a promise that people could keep their doctors under the Affordable Care Act. But fact-checking organizations call that claim misleading. Paul's appearance today in Raleigh was no accident. It's part of an effort by the National Republican Party to eke out support among libertarians and Tea Party members, the very people who like Rand Paul.
Almost anything, you know. Tripping, walking onto a stage could be enough to swing the election. It's so close.
John Aldrich is a professor of political science at Duke University. He calls Paul a kind of political rock star, one who might run for president. Aldrich says the National Republican Party is hoping Paul's visit will benefit Tillis.
It will help him because there is a Libertarian Party candidate. And if the Libertarian Party perceives Rand Paul as, you know, not selling out, but as supporting them, and therefore they can switch over to Tillis. That would be a big help to Tillis.
Right now, polls show the Libertarian candidate, Sean Haugh, with support at about 6%. Since Tillis is only 3 or 4 points behind Hagan, any attempt to siphon away support from Haugh could help Tillis. Aldrich says Republicans would like to receive more support from Tea Party members, too. But Tillis's effort during the last legislative session to appear more moderate may not play well with those voters. At Big Ed's in Raleigh today, at least a few Rand Paul supporters were ready to throw their lot behind Tillis. That's a shift from the primary, when Paul and Tea Party supporters endorsed Greg Brannon. Tracy Perina was wearing a Rand Paul T-shirt.
I was a little taken aback because I didn't know that he would support Tom Tillis, and to be honest with you, I wasn't going to support him until Rand Paul. Yeah, I was leaning toward, I hadn't fully made up my mind, but I was leaning toward the Libertarian candidate.
Perina says when she found out that Paul was endorsing Tillis, she immediately tweeted Tillis saying he had her vote. Perina says her Libertarian friends live all over the state, and it would be impossible to ferry them herself to the polls to vote on Election Day. But she says she plans to do her best to get the word out. Jessica Jones, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.